Well, yeah. The conversation around the Northland these days is, where are we going to put more snow? It's everywhere, obviously. It's in your driveway. It's on the sidewalks. And a lot of people have completely given up. However, that does create a real issue for folks who either because they choose to or because they have to walk around the city and like to navigate the city that way. Alice Tibbetts is the organizer of an organization called We Walk in Duluth. And they recently met to talk a little bit about some of the challenges and some of the priorities for things that they would like to see maybe changed or addressed in our community. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Alice, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. One of the things that you told me as we talked about this a little bit in advance is that when you start talking with some people, when you start talking about, you know, snow shoveling, your sense is that students really get a bad rap and they don't always deserve it. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, when we on social media, we hear that a lot that, you know, I'm a homeowner and I shovel, but the students who live on my block don't, even though we know that their landlords provide them with shovels and they just don't get out there and do it. And yet when I go out and I stand at the bus stop on East 4th Street with a bunch of students, what they tell me is we do shovel and we do our job and we help some of our neighbors who are older than we are. And we are all pedestrians and transit users and we need to be part of the problem, part of the solution too. And I just think there's a tendency to kind of point to the other, whether it's students or landlords or any or the city, and say it's all their fault. And in fact, it's all of our problems, and we all have to be part of the solution. And we need to just stop pointing fingers and kind of figure out how we're going to pull together and make this a better solution.
Well, everywhere you look, obviously, there's going to be a bad apple or two. There's going to be students that don't shovel. There's going to be homeowners that don't shovel. Like you say, I think the finger pointing. A couple of other challenges that we have in our community is the city plows, of course, that come along. You shovel, you're out there, and you're breaking your back, and then they dump like this 2-foot berm of ice at the end of your driveway, and you're not supposed to shovel it back onto the street. And the other thing that I discovered the hard way, and it was ugly, is that there are no laws in the city governing where you put the snow. So in my instance, the neighbors were covering up my dog fence because there was snow blowing over my dog fence into my yard, and there aren't any laws against it. So it really starts to get complicated, especially when we've got all this snow. Talk about the meeting and talk about who was there and what kinds of issues and priorities people were bringing up.
So we had, there were about 40 people there, and we had several people from the city. We had a candidate running for city council. We had another city council representative who's currently serving. We had some folks from the Disabilities Commission, and then, you know, the rest of us were just neighbors of one sort or another who have been following us on our Facebook page. And so from some of the social media conversations, we came up with different categories of barriers that people could kind of weigh in on and let us know what their biggest frustrations are. And certainly the city plowing debris onto the sidewalks that's a very, very high concern for people because we just feel so overwhelmed by it. And there's a lot of confusion around that because the city has a policy on its website that says they will come back and remove that when, in fact, they don't do that.
So what you're talking about, let me make sure I understand what you're talking about. In my neighborhood, the plow will kind of plow all the way down the sidewalk itself. And so there's that. They're actually plowing, you know, it's like they're kind of plowing half on the road, half on the sidewalk. So the sidewalk kind of gets shoveled that way.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
you're talking about the debris, you're talking about when they put that berm across your driveway. There's a policy that says they're going to come back and get rid of that?
Well, they don't do that.
Well, and yeah, but what, I mean, they're supposed to?
No. See, this is one of the big problems, is that what the city says on its website and what the city actually does are totally out of sync. And so when we try to work on this issue and we say, well, you know, it's your job to clear your sidewalk, people will say, well, on the city website, it says that if they put this debris up here, they'll come clear it. They will not do that. And so they haven't changed their written policies to reflect what they actually do. And the city also says that if we don't all clear our sidewalks within 24 hours, we can be ticketed. We can get a fine if we refuse to do the work, but they don't enforce it. And so, you know, this creates a lot of confusion for people. And, you know, our position is the city needs to step up, have a consistent message about its ordinance, and it needs to enforce the ordinance. Or, you know, otherwise we just all ignore it and do whatever we want to do, which is exactly where we are right now. So there are people who are doing their absolute best, and they're totally frustrated, and there are other people who just simply don't bother at all. And you see that all over the city. They just don't care.
Now, there are about a billion people, even though there are not a billion people in Duluth, but there are about a billion people that would say, I would happily pay an extra $5 a year if you came back and got that out of my driveway. So if the public is in favor, for example, of the written policy, is there a mechanism or is there a way, or maybe is your organization the way that people can let the city know, that's something we want you to implement?
The policy doesn't have anything to do with your driveway. Your driveway is your responsibility.
It's
about if we dump it back up all on the sidewalk, come back and clear it off the sidewalk.
Got it.
But, you know, what the city found was that they were getting individual complaints from properties scattered all over the city, and it just wasn't an efficient process to try to accommodate that. However, that doesn't mean that there aren't all kinds of other creative solutions that we haven't thought of yet. And that's one of the goals of our campaign is, you know, we just need to get businesses and residences and the city to sit down and say, how are we going to move forward so we don't have another winter like this, instead of just throwing up our hands and saying it is what it is.
We are, after technical difficulties, welcoming Alice Tibbetts back to the phone lines this morning. She founded an organization called We Walk in Duluth. They had an advocacy and social hour a little bit earlier this week. Alice, it sounds like the main barrier that folks are talking about right now in particular is shoveled sidewalks. Is that right? But are there other barriers to walking in the community that people mentioned?
You know, I think we've been so focused on this right now, we haven't talked about other items that are important. And, you know, one of those is speeds, obviously, when, you know, pedestrians are a lot more vulnerable when car drivers drive very quickly. And Duluth has a disturbing number of very big arterial streets where the drivers just to drive really fast. And if there are any sidewalks on those streets, they tend to be right next to the driving lane rather than having boulevards and trees and some kind of barrier. And Duluth tends to favor that kind of development as they grow, as the city grows. And our organization has really big concerns about that. We think it's a bad development. We think it's unsafe for pedestrians. It's unattractive. It doesn't provide any tree canopy, which is something we need as the climate gets warmer. And so, you know, we will be talking about some of those issues as the organization proceeds. We're also really concerned about how this whole big Essentia project is going to develop, because there's a lot of money coming in from the state legislature. And as far as we can tell, there's not a focus on biking, walking, or transit users. It's very car-oriented. We're talking about new parking ramps. And, you know, with big new developments in the core city, we need to have options for people to get around besides using cars, or we're going to have gridlock.
Well, it sounds like your meetings going forward are going to be fascinating for people to attend, and we're going to learn a lot. I have to ask you one final question before I let you go. Were the city officials who were at that meeting, were they aware that their policy in practice and their written policy on the website bore very little resemblance to one another?
Yeah, I think they know that. I think they just don't know the best way forward. And, you know, that's kind of, sometimes it just takes advocates and citizens and residents and businesses to say, this makes no sense. We have to change it. And I don't feel like there's been much impetus for that before now. And we're going to provide that pressure. The other thing I want to point out is there's data out there that shows that Duluth has a relatively high number of people who live without cars. In Lincoln Park, I think it's 20% are car-free, and in Hillside, it's 30%. So it's not like everyone in our community has a car, and we need to stop prioritizing car travel and start acknowledging that there are a whole lot of people here who get around in different ways. And we also have a large disabled community that needs to be accommodated.
Well, and to move the conversation or to structure the conversation so it happens when the city is out of crisis mode. I mean, of course, now we're looking at maybe another foot, you know, half a foot of snow.
Yeah.
And when the city's in crisis mode, it's hard to sit down and take the time to have a rational discussion about this. But of course, when it's July, who wants to snow? We'll worry about it a little later. So maybe to try to keep this on the front burner and structure a way to have these conversations going forward. Alice, when is We Walk in Duluth? When are they going to meet next?
You know, we're just having our follow-up meeting to see what the people who attended were the most concerned about so that we can kind of collate their comments, and then we can we have some city council members who are very interested in working on this issue. So we just have to create a strategy. But I would encourage people interested in this issue to follow us on our Facebook page, We Walk in Duluth, and you can stay up to date that way.
Fantastic. We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. Alice, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Tibbetts, our guest here on 103.3 KUMD. She's the founder of a group called We Walk in Duluth, advocacy for folks that use walking and other alternative forms of transportation to get around our great city.